So let me record this message in response to an email I got. And it's important for other people to hear this because some of the concepts, so the body of Christ, they're all growing and learning together, right? And each member builds up the rest of the body. So if somebody's seeing something or learning something, it's going to be beneficial to other people. So I'm going to pass this on to the masses or whatever. I'll upload this on my websites. But the concept, the content was about how God has to dismantle us from our own coverings, because the word mantle means to cover, right? It's a covering. So God has to take, so when we're born in this place, we start to get all these different coverings, right? We have to, we work hard, we make a lot of money, we got outward show, we lift weights, we educate ourselves, we try to cover ourselves, which is the word mantle. We try to cover ourselves spiritually by works, which is impossible, but we try to cover our soul, our will, our emotions, our intellect, the body. You know, you try to cover yourself to make sure you're covered, you know. And if you look at the word cover, the word mantle goes back to cover. So your house is a covering, your car is a covering, your theology is kind of a covering, your belief system. Most people are in a works-based system. So you have all these coverings, whether it's body, soul, and spirit. Your clothes are a covering. Your parents are a covering until you get kicked out or you grow out. Your spouse might be a covering. Your church is a covering. But we put these, put this trust in all these coverings down here. But what God is doing is slowly dismantling us from our own blue blanket. In the cartoon, Linus carried around a blue blanket. That was his security blanket. So we have a lot of these security blankets, or AKA coverings, until we get enter into faith. And so even after you get saved, you're still hanging on to a lot of stuff. So it's a process day by day that you lose your own covering, you lose your own understanding, you lose your own, you realize it's every moment is by the grace of God. You step into a higher understanding that moment by moment, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, that you're being transformed to trust God. And so the blood is the covering, right? So you got the blood covering. Without the blood, you have no hope, you know. So everything points back to the covering. So the word clothing, so you cover your body with clothing. So the word clothing is cloth, and cloth is clergy, and clergy goes back to the saints. So right now, the earth, the only reason the earth, the judgment is not here, and the only reason God hasn't destroyed the wicked yet is because we as saints are still here as a covering, as a clothing of this system. So God is doing a great work. But anyway, it goes back to sanctification, and it's a process. So the other thing was, it's like a machine. So the other thing in the email was like a machine. And this person is excited about the etymology, and there's a few other people online excited about etymology. I'm not putting the etymology above the scripture, but I'm telling you that everything in this reality is from Jesus. And if the etymology is logical, the word logic goes back to logos. So etymology takes you back to the root of the word. And every word gives you its root meaning. And so the root is the source, right? So when you take the words and you break them into parts, what you're doing is you're doing the same thing you do with rightly dividing the word of truth. I've got this bird following me around. Every time I walk down the street, he moves a little bit closer. And so the root of the word is like taking, the Bible says, rightly divide the word of truth. So you take the words and break them into parts, right? Dismantle, discover. So you're discovering, you're uncovering the truth. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. So every day is a sanctification process, and it's just like a machine. So when you put something in a machine, let's say you put a piece of wood in a machine, that machine has a turning process. Even if you use a fax machine or a copy machine, there's a drum or something turning. There's always a turning. So every day that you get up, you're like in a machine. It's almost like an automatic thing because you get a feedback loop. So whatever you're still dependent on each day, you keep getting hit by that same thing. So let's say you depend on your bank account. Let's say a person's just dependent. They're trusting their bank account as their covering. Well, God is going to keep hitting you with issues about that you have to face off with. It's like a feedback loop. So the machine is like a turning. So anytime you have a machine, you have a turning, right? It's like a cycle. And so it's all a birthing process. The machine is painful, but at the same time that it's cutting you, it's also transforming you, making you better. So like I said many times before, the flesh cuts the flesh and the spirit sharpens the spirit. So when you talk to another believer, just like when I get these emails from people, it sharpens me, and they're going through the sharpening process. And so when you're in the flesh, you could watch the Jerry Springer show or the drama shows, and people are in the flesh, and so they face off with a flesh creature. You know, if you're a flesh creature, you hang out with the flesh creatures. If you're a smoker, you hang out with the smokers. If you're a drinker, you hang out with the drinkers. Everything that the flesh creatures do, they want to be associated with that kind of person. The spirit creatures, who are willing to be changed by God and His Word. So God's Word is manifesting right in front of you through these objects. And so these objects are hitting your eye gate, your ear gate, touch, taste, feel. You know, every gate that your human body's facing off with in regards to these objects are just derivatives from the spirit realm. Off-river is derivative. So every day we're dependent on something instead of dependent on God. So it's like a machine to get us dependent more on God each day, which is the sanctification process. He's separating you. Not only is He separating you from the world, the flesh, and prior life, but He's separating you from depending on your own understanding, your own will, your own whatever it is. And so that process is a lifelong process, and it's just like a machine, because every day's a cycle. And so any machine that you look at, whether it's a car engine, whether it's a industrial equipment, they go through a cycle. And so that cycle is a reproduction, a reproducing. So you're being reproduced, regenerated every day. And so some things are being cut off, but while one thing is being cut off, another thing is being inserted in. But He has to cut one thing out before He can move in with something new. And so this is the whole process. This is so important. I'm kind of glad this email came in, because I'm trying to explain it in a different way. I hear a train in the background. So that train is going down a track, just like you're going down a track. And those wheels are turning. And it's carrying different cargo in each box, right? So each person is like a train with different cargoes. And so different parts or different compartments in your soul, your mind, your spirit, your will, emotions, intellect. Each person has a compartment. And we're moving back towards Source. When we see Him, we'll be like Him. But right now, we have the Holy Spirit. And so we use the Word. God really uses the Word on us. But when we read the Word, it sharpens us. We use other believers. Iron sharpens iron. This is in the book of Proverbs. Other believers, other people, other situations sharpen us. On your job, you have to grow on your job, or you'll get fired, or you'll get stagnated, and you'll get bored and change jobs. But each job that you have, you can become a better person through the daily cycles, the weekly routines. And so when you face off with anybody, face-to-face, F-A-C-E, is no different than ace-to-ace, A-C-E. And ace-to-ace is one-to-one. And one-to-one is what? O-N-E to O-N-E. And one-to-one is also neo to neo. And Neo to Neo is Noah, N-O-E, Noah to Noah. And it's also eon to eon. So through the eons, the Neos are facing off. The Noahs are facing off. The prophets, the priests, the kings, the saints, the nations, the city. You cannot function without facing off with somebody or something in your life. And if that person is cutting you with love, it's not to hurt you, it's to build you up. And that's why when I say stuff, I try to say it more graceful than I used to. But if you're cutting somebody, you're not cutting them to hurt them, you're cutting them to grow them up, to push them higher. So when you put a table leg, a round piece of wood or a square piece of wood on a CNC machine, the wood is not finished yet. So you put the wood in there and you turn the machine on and the thing starts spinning. The spindle starts spinning. So the blade is spinning and the spindle's spinning. And so you push that piece of wood in there and it turns. And before the wood goes out to the other side, it's not a finished material. But whenever you push it all the way through, it comes out as a nice table leg or a nice piece of art or whatever. I got a bat out here. Let me go inside. It's a nice piece. It's a nice artwork, you know, just like a potter's wheel, you know. I haven't seen a bat in a long time. So the pottery is a perfect example of us being on a turning machine. And the turning machine is not only his word, because everything is his word. It has to line up with his word if there's any truth that's beneficial. But I've worked at a couple factories doing maintenance work. And the turning, and sometimes it's not just turning machine, it's a heating and cooling. Sometimes you have to heat a product up and cool it off. And so sometimes you have to be put through the fire to burn up some of those childhood traumas or some of those expectations or whatever. And so that heating up, that cooling down, that's a cycle. A turning machine, a CNC machine, a process of tearing down. God has to tear you down to build you back up. He has to take you down to the, a lot of times when you lose everything or you get knocked down to the bottom, that's the best time, that's the best thing that ever happened to you, because then you rebuild from the ground up. Let's say you had an old house that's so much work that it's not even worth it. You just tear it down. It's better to tear it down, build something else up, rent it out, and make more money. My point is, if you're trying to do stuff in the energy of the flesh, it has to be tore down. And every human being is dealing with that. And so this is why marriage is so hard. This is why dealing with people is so hard. Because everybody starts out with their own covering, which is something in the flesh. They're using some kind of flesh tool to cover up. You know, they might come to you and they say, "Hey, brother, we love you." But the whole time, they're trying to pull you into a cult, you know. And then when you leave the church, because you've grown out of that, then they don't talk to you anymore. Why? Because they want you stuck in that box. When you leave the box, those people who are still stuck in the box, they don't understand that process, because you're going through a process. And this is why a lot of times it's a lonely road, because you're going through a growth process. Unless you other got other people around you doing the inner work, you're going to feel lonely. You're going to feel misunderstood. You're going to be whatever. And that's kind of why I kept doing these channels, is because I know what I'm dealing with out there. I know that if it's happened to me, it's happened to somebody else. They're going to laugh at you and mock you, and if you start to reach people, they're going to attack you and lie about you and defame you and all that, because the whole system is the energy of the flesh. Any kind of box, any kind of 666 box system is the tools of the flesh trying to be spiritual. And so God has to pull his saints out of Babylon. He has to dismantle all your natural abilities and take everything away to be able to rebuild. And then it becomes a daily process, And sometimes you still hang on to old tools and he has to cut those out. And the reason he wants you face-to-face, one-to-one, ace-to-ace, dealing with people or a job or even unsaved people, you get turned because they'll provoke you and try to get you back in the pride wars, the Jezebel spirit. They'll try to pull you back into that. But once you transform your mind, right? Once you transform your mind and you see that the human's not your enemy, it's the spirit behind the human. And it's the program behind the human. Every human being is programmed by the system or the bloodline to the music, the TV, to follow a certain pattern. But God won't let a true saint stay that way because he's pulling you out. He's giving you the mind of Christ instead of the mind of the flesh. The flesh mind has to be cut, has to be turned, and has to be cut out to bring you back into union so that you can flow in the spirit. So, like I said many times, cut, turn, union, flow. God is cutting out the old. He's cutting in the new. He's using the turning system to cut the old and cut the new at the exact same time to union you back in to the mind of Christ so then you can walk in the spirit, which is the flow. And the flow is where he wants you, because if it's flowing out of you living waters, other people are going to be blessed and benefited, and they're speaking and they're walking in the flow. And when you communicate, iron sharpens iron, and you say, praise God, hallelujah, I didn't see that before. But if you're in the flesh, you're fighting each other. I don't like you, I hate you, I hope you, blah, blah, blah. Those flesh creatures are real. I mean, you see them. I mean, I'm in a business where I see people fighting and arguing, and you hear them. You'll walk by their residence where they're staying, and you hear them fighting and over stupid stuff. And you see people on TV, online, the politics, everything's about somebody's better than somebody else, and it's just crazy. But anyway, when you step out of the flesh mind into the spirit mind and you start to flow, there's still things in your life because it's a lifelong process that you need to cut out. And so having somebody in your life who they're growing alongside of you, two or three people, five people, a church, whatever. If everybody in the church was growing, you'd have a great church. But most of the time you got people in there that are still in the old Adamic nature, trying to be religious without being born again and resting in Christ. So it's a movement from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. And it's a birthing process, which is the cycle, which is the machine. And so every day you're getting feedback through your circuit. You get up, take a shower, eat, go to work, go to lunch, go to work, come back home, cook, clean, whatever. You go through your circuit every day, just like the stars go through a circuit. Because you're actually the star of the program, to be honest with you. You're the star, the angels, the demon, everybody's watching you and you don't even know it. And so you're the star going through your circuit and you're being changed into the image of Christ. Enoch walked with God and was not, right? So eventually, if the church would all grow up, the church would be raptured out of here. And it's a process. So yeah, this is good information. And it just reminds me of, if I get a text or an email or a comment online, it reminds me where people, if one person's going through this, other people are going through it. And if it's something that you've already decoded and it all fits together like a puzzle, bunch of puzzle pieces making a big picture. If you can see all the puzzle pieces fit together, it doesn't matter what it is. Like you go to a factory and they're taking the tires, the wheels, the doors, the mirrors, the glass, and they're all putting all the pieces together. So whenever it all coalesces together and you see that it is a turning machine, it is a CNC machine for the spirit, and you start to see that you're being cut at the same time you're being sharpened. So every cutting is, everything is happening right now. So areas that you need cutting on, if you don't graduate to the next level tomorrow, you're going to just keep repeating the process. let's say you don't know how to manage your money or whatever, and you're just spending money on stupid stuff, you're going to keep getting cut until you learn not to do that. And it could be speeding. You might not know how to, you might speed, or, you know, but you're going to keep getting tickets until you quit speeding, you know. And so that's part of the machine. It's going to give you a feedback loop that hurts. But eventually when you submit and you die daily, die to self, then you can flow and you don't have to worry about getting a ticket. You don't have to worry about spending too much money, more than you make, you know. You start to save some money. And so, long story short, these kind of emails provoke my mind to go back to some of the code that I've decoded a long time ago and to repeat it in a different way to help people see that the sanctification process is like a machine. And it's not only like a machine, but it's your destiny. Got somebody walking outside. Oh, car. So the machine, so the daily process, if you look at any kind of system that's in place that man has made, the only way man can make a machine is because you're in a machine. The only way man can cook is because you're being cooked. The only way that man can do anything is because you're in the process. The only reason that you can make a fax machine is because you're getting messages from the heavenly, from the spirit realm, like a fax. The only way you can create a copy machine is because you're a copy. And so all the machines that man is making, cars, typewriters, sewing machines, computers, every process that man creates is because he's going through it. You know, it's a coffee machine, he's brewing you. It's a frying pan, you're thrown in the frying pan many times, you know, to see what's really there. And like Elizabeth Elliot said one time, God has to tip the sometimes God has to tip the cup to see what's in there. And so if there's still some flesh stuff in there, he has to push certain buttons in your life. And this is true with a boss, with a spouse, with life in general. He has to push those buttons to see what's in there. Not for him, because he already knows what's in there, for you. So somebody pushes the button and you get mad and say a curse word or something else. Why are you upset? You know, it doesn't, if you get your identity in Christ, it doesn't matter what other people say. The Jezebel spirit wants to push you to get you back into Jezebel fighting with them. They want to fight because the flesh is nothing but selfish. They want to fight, right? Instead of going to God and praying to God and say, Lord, I need this, they want to fight to get it from somebody else. Instead of a win-win, they want it to be a win-lose, right? If anybody comes to you and says, hey, life is a win-lose, run from that person. Run from that person. Because they don't understand it's a win-win. Any business that's a win-lose, don't work for that business. Go get another job. It's a win-win. Everything is a win-win. Because there's unlimited resources. If it's a win-lose, it's somebody who's probably kind of lazy and doesn't want to take responsibility. So long story short, yes. We're being cut at the same time we're being renewed. And that renewal process is because we're still here because we need to be sanctified in certain areas. But when we get our new bodies, we're going to be glorified. So you got the justified. You're justified or justification when you get saved. And then after you're saved, you go through a daily sanctification, which is a daily salvation. You're saved, you have eternal life, but you're also going through a daily salvation because Jesus is a Savior all the time, today, yesterday, forever. And then when you get your new body, you enter into the glorification. So sanctification is like a machine. His Word, His Spirit, the other saints, life in general, the objects hitting you, everything is a turning machine to move you to the next state. And when you start to do fasting and you start to get by yourself a little bit and start to really meditate and really study the whole picture, see the whole pie. When you get a hold of the whole pie, you understand the sanctification process is just like you raising a child. When that child is birthed, that child is not an adult at that moment. That child is your child, but that child has to grow and has to go through processes. You know, their teeth are cut in, the cutting of the teeth. A baby has teeth cuttings, so you're going through cuttings. And the growing pains of a baby, you're going through growing pains. And that's the whole process. If you look at the way a baby, from a baby to an adult, that's exactly what's happening to you as a spiritual creature going from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. So, hope that helps somebody. I've said it before, but I tried to say it in a more concrete, clear way. The universe is one turn, universe. So it's all happening right now. But the reason you're not at source yet, because there's still things in your life that need to be cut out. And there's things that need to be cut in. Because the word cut, for this cause shall man leave mother and father and cleave. So leave and cleave are the same word. Cleave means to cut and it means to glue. So while you're being cut or cleaved, you're also being glued or cleaved back in. So the word cleave means to cut and it means to glue. So as you're being cleaved with the sharp surgical tool of God, you're also being cleaved back in. And so the cleaving means to cleave with God. And the Bible says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. So that's part of that verse. It sounds like an oxymoron, but it's not. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You see what I'm saying? Because he has to cut you to be holy, to be separate, to be like Jesus. Because sons of God are not designed for the flesh mind. Sons of God are designed for the spirit mind and to be in the flow of love, truth, joy, meekness, goodness, temperance, faith, and anything I missed in there, Galatians 5:22. So, sons of God are spirit walkers. We're not flesh walkers. Even though we have a flesh body, we are supposed to overcome or rise above that flesh reptilian nature. And so if you die to the reptilian nature and you step into the spirit nature, you're in the flow. And other people get benefited like crazy.